The title of this sermonette is Feast of Trumpets in God's Plan of Human Salvation. As way of introduction, I'm going to be painting a picture by reading from a fictitious journal entry of an unknown author that lived during the times of the end into the kingdom of God. These entries are fictitious, but they are based on true future events that will happen according to the Word of God. Journal Entry 1. I'm not one that usually keeps a journal. However, this world has become turned upside down. Many things have happened. I need to put it down on paper to help process these events and to document for future generations, if there are any left. In secondary school, university studies, and personal witness or observation, there had been many different religious beliefs throughout the world, and it's been very confusing to me, so I've really just generally ignored them all and just lived my life the way I thought I should, trying to be a good person and doing what's right, at least what's right in my mind. Recently, it seems that religious beliefs have been on the rise. It's become more popular than ever before, as I remember growing up as a youth. Their message is a very appealing message. The message is that Jesus loves me, and he wants me to be healthy and wealthy and be very successful in life. And all I need to do is confess my love to him. And it sounds like a really good message, and everybody seems to be jumping on board. I know that war has been around as long as humankind has. It's escalating. Many people have died because of war, even so more recently. More people have died recently than those combined in World War II and World War I. How can people be so evil to each other? And some even claim that they are killing in the name of God. How can that be? I just don't understand it. These wars are causing famines throughout the entire world, even in this wealthy country that I live in. Of course, famines and war has resulted in epidemics. Hundreds of millions of people have died. It is so sad, it makes me cry. It grieves my heart. I am thankful that I have a good job and somewhat protected by the alliances that I've made with the organization that I work for and with my government. It doesn't quite seem right to me, but I'll do whatever it takes to protect my family, especially in this crazy world. Journal entry number 2. I've just seen a news report. And how can one not? It's all over the media, whether it be online, whether it be on TV, whether it be on the radio. Apparently, there's a group of crazies out there that pose a serious threat to all nations and, curiously, to the church establishment. I don't know much about it, but the government and the church are making sure these people are not heard and they're silenced. Journal entry 3. A lot has happened since my last entry. Space has become very active and it's affecting the Earth. Comets and asteroids are kind of going like crazy, like they've lost their orbit. And some of them have actually hit the Earth. There's been earthquakes. Continents seem like they're moving out of their tectonic plates. Islands are disappearing and appearing. It has caused volcanoes to erupt. There is so much pollution and smoke in the air, about only 70% of the sun is making it through. And at night, you can barely even see the stars. You barely see the sun, moon. Many people have died because of this, because of the war, because of the pollution, because of all the stuff that's going in space. Why would God allow this to happen if he wants us to be healthy and wealthy? At this rate, there will be nothing left. It's just confusing to me. Speaking of God, there are these two out-of-mind individuals that have been preaching out of Jerusalem that we need to repent and keep the Ten Commandments. And what has been happening is a result of not keeping the law of God. Didn't Christ do away with this requirement? I'm confused. And they say that he's returning to put Satan and his demons away to set up his government on this earth. Isn't it already that God has his government on this earth? That's what my local church has preached as I grew up. Why are they showing these two on the radio and the internet? They're just constantly there. Our purpose today in this brief sermonette is to explore the Feast of Trumpets as from the Old Testament perspective and also from the New Testament perspective. I don't like the word Old Testament because it's really not old. It's just a first testament. It's like a first witness. And we're going to explore how its fulfillment is a key element to mankind for the plan of salvation. To start it, let's give a brief history. I'm quite sure we've heard this before, but it's a good reminder. There are two types of trumpets in the Old Testament, and also probably the New Testament too, even though they're not specifically mentioned. The first is called a shofar, which is basically a ram's horn, and is blown into, and depending on the type of ram, it has a different sound. The other type of trumpet mentioned in the Old Testament is a silvered metal horned instrument. So, of course, it had a different sound. What was the purpose of trumpets in the Old Testament? One purpose was to communicate important messages throughout the nation. Another important aspect of trumpets, the physical trumpet, was to sound an alarm of war or impending danger. I'd refer you to Numbers 10:9. A third purpose was to a sound of festive celebration and memorials. So some examples. In the Old Testament, if one silver trumpet was blown, it was a calling of the meeting of the elders of the nation of Israel. If two silver trumpets were blown, it was a calling of the gathering of the people of Israel. I'd refer you to Numbers 10, verses 3 through 4. If one shofar and one silver trumpet was blown, it announced the Feast of Trumpets, the day that we're here for today. So, continuing in the Old Testament, I'd like to turn to Exodus 23:24. We're going to be reading from the New King James Version exclusively. Again, that's Exodus 23:24. New Bible, so it takes a minute to get there. Or I should say New Bible. I use my other Bible more. Starting in Exodus 23:24, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath's rest, a memorial blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. So as we can see here, God has set apart this holy day, the Feast of Trumpets, as a memorial, a Sabbath's rest, and a holy convocation. So when the shofar and the trumpet was blown, there was to communicate to the children of Israel that there was an important message, that there was a holy day, and it announced the festival celebration of trumpets. A memorial is defined by vines. I think we all probably know this, but it's always good to refresh ourselves. Is keeping alive of a memory of a person or event. I think sometimes we get lost with that with all the memorials that we have, but it's more of a reminder of things to come. In this case, it's a reminder of God's holy days and his purpose for mankind. Even though that wasn't quite fully revealed in the Old Testament, it was there, but it was kind of cryptic until Christ fulfilled and opened that up in the New Testament. I'd like you to turn to 1 Thessalonians 4. We're going to read verse 16 through 17. Again, 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 through 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God. All the dead in Christ will rise. Then we who are alive shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. So, what does the Feast of Trumpets fulfill in the New Testament, which is truly in effect today from the Old Testament, the law of God that we are commanded to keep this holy day? First, it announces the day of the Lord. The scriptural references, a couple, is Zechariah 14, 1 through 4, Revelation chapters 8 through 11. When we say the day of the Lord, some have confused that as a specific day as being Sunday because supposedly there's some false teaching there. But when a student of the Bible researches the day of the Lord in the Old Testament or the First Testament and in the New Testament or Second Testament, it clearly talks about when Jesus Christ will return to the earth and set up his government. Another takeaway from this is Satan is defeated. The trumpet announces the battle in which the current ruler of this world and his followers are defeated, and they are put away for a time not to deceive people. Scriptural reference, Revelation 19:19 through 21. And another important takeaway is the kingdoms of this world or the governments become the kingdom or the government of Jesus Christ. In other words, the kingdom of God is established. This is a great day. All this evil that we have in the world is put away. And we have a ruler that loves us, that truly loves us, that wants mankind to become part of his family. And that's what this day represents. And a final takeaway, at least from this limited time that we have, is a resurrection of the people of God, both dead or alive, the people who obeyed God, that lived by his commandments, the people that followed him, no matter how hard it got. And this Christian journey is not a hard one, especially when everybody tells you that you're kind of a crazy person because you follow the Old Testament, because Christ came, because he paid for our sins, and we don't have to keep the law, even from your own family members. It's difficult, but you do because it's in the Bible. That's all that matters. So, let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15. We're going to be reading verse 21 through 23. Again, 1 Corinthians 15, 21 through 23. For since by man, lowercase m, came death, by man, uppercase M, also came the resurrection of the dead. As for all in Adam, all die. Even so, in Christ, all shall be made alive, but each according to his own order. Christ, the first fruits, afterward, those who are Christ at his coming, the Feast of Trumpets. So tying this together from the New Testament understanding to the Old Testament festival that gives it teeth. When Christ returns, the sound of trumpets will be heard by those that are alive announcing the day of the Lord has come, an announcement that Satan is defeated, a call to war, that the Father and Christ's government has replaced man's and Satan's government, communicating an important message and a memorial reminding us that God's way is first, and Satan's way doesn't work and it needs to be done away with. And finally, the resurrection of God's people that will rise and rule with Christ in the kingdom of God, a sacred assembly. Interesting. In conclusion, I'd like to do the final journal entry. Journal entry number 4. God is great. God is my rock of salvation. I can't believe how I and most of the world was deceived. My heart is heavy with all the death and destruction caused by Satan and that world. I have great hope for them that learn about the second resurrection and their opportunity for salvation from my teachers, from those that endured, suffered all of Satan's wiles and what he could throw at them, and especially through man and family and whatever. I am so blessed to have a teacher and teachers who once were physical and now part of the family of God, whispering in my ear saying, this is the way, you go in it. Parting thoughts. The Lord eternal, thy kingdom come. This is what the Feast of Trumpets picture. Amen.